Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text, 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 17 through 24. The Reverend Dr. Steve Shave is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 Kings, the 17th chapter. After this, the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, became ill. And his illness was so severe that there was no breath left in him. And she said to Elijah, "What have you against me, O man of God? You have come to me to bring my sin to remembrance and to cause the death of my son." And he said to her, "Give me your son." And he took him from her arms and carried him up into the upper chamber where he lodged, and laid him on his own bed. And he cried to the Lord, "O Lord my God, have you brought calamity even upon the widow with whom I sojourn by killing her son?" Then he stretched himself upon the child three times and cried to the Lord, "O Lord my God, let this child's life come into him again." And the Lord listened to the voice of Elijah, and the life of the child came into him again, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down from the upper chamber into the house and delivered him to his mother. And Elijah said, "See, your son lives." And the woman said to Elijah, "Now I know that you are a man of God and that the word of the Lord in your mouth is truth." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There is nothing, no, nothing more heartbreaking or devastating than the loss of your child. Because there is nothing that seems more unnatural than outliving them. Outliving all of the hopes and dreams that you had for them from before they were even born. The years planned to share your love with them, cut short. And to already be a widow, to have lost your soulmate, here in the midst of your greatest need ever for someone to lean on. It would appear to be unbearable. The fear, pain, loneliness, unbearable, overwhelming. The only living memory of your husband, your one and only son, now lifeless as well. And yet here in the midst of it all, with the widow of Zarephath, who mourns the loss of her son, is the man of God, Elijah. Elijah, the great prophet, who had just miraculously fed this woman and her son, who were about to die from famine. And now it seems that he only did it so that he could see this widow's starving soul wither and die, as she is forced to watch the very breath of her only son taken away. I know all too well how this feels. The father of twin sons born prematurely, their lungs so severely underdeveloped that there was no breath left as they died in our arms the day after they were born. And to be sure, I can attest, this brings every sin to remembrance. To know that your original sin has been passed down to your children, and the wage of sin is death. And there in a dank hospital hallway, where I sat and wept like Elijah, a man of God arrived. What have you against me? The law had already done its work on me. Are you here to remind me of what a wretch I am and the wage of my sin? As I spent the morning considering the very real possibility of losing my wife and my sons as she lay on the operating table and her blood pressure plummeted. And yet this messenger had come bearing the word of God in one hand and a dropper bottle filled with water in the other. He asked to be taken to where my sons lay struggling for breath. And he reached down into their incubators and three times he stretched out his hand to pour out God's grace upon them. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The breath of the old Adam taken away, only to be revived again in Christ. So the day of my twins' birth was also the day of their rebirth. Born again, born from above, brought down to us, delivered to us for these precious moments. On July 7th, the seventh day of the seventh month, before they would be taken up again on the eighth day, on the morning after, delivered into the arms of their Savior, as God said, "Give me your sons." And I had never seen it. I had never seen it so vividly before. The love of my Father in heaven, who gave his one and only Son. To see his Son suffer on a cross. To see every last gasp for air until there was no breath left in him. And every labor word that was spoken in his final agonizing breath, calling to his Father as he gave up his spirit into death, as his widowed mother looked on. He did that for me. He did that for my sons. He did that for you. The sickness of our sin so severe that it would cost the very last breath of the beloved Son. And though to the world it appeared that my own sons had died on the eighth day, we knew. We knew that on the eighth day, Christ rose again. The life of the Son came back into him, and he was revived. So we take heart. Our greater Elijah, the man of God, Jesus Christ, comes. And by grace, through faith, our children have life. So in the day of the resurrection, even from out of dust and ash, the Son of Man will come, and he will breathe life into us again, and we will be revived when he calls his children to arise. Yet we also remember there are many of God's children still out there who are gasping for air. The breath literally being sucked out of them down to their last spiritual breaths. There are many parents who sojourn and are visited with the calamities of a sin-stricken world that plagues them and their children. So we bring this oxygen. We bring this oxygen of God's word and sacraments and the gospel of Jesus Christ that breathes life back into them again. And so, my brothers and sisters, now you know. Now you know that Jesus Christ, the man of God, and the word of Yahweh, the word of the one true God in his mouth, is truth. Is truth. Because he has promised us eternal life and breath. He has promised us hopes and dreams that we can never outlive. He has promised us his love that will never, ever end. Because our brother, the Son of God, gave his last breath so that we would be adopted as children of God. So weep no more, sons and daughters of an everlasting God. For the days of mourning are over, and the days of salvation have just begun. And the day is coming soon. And the Son of God comes again to carry us up in his arms to the upper chamber to dwell in his house forever. In Jesus' name, amen. And may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Patrick Flynn, who is deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.